It's Wednesday, January 6th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last month, officials in the Uttar Pradesh state of India arrested a Christian woman who was distributing food and aid to people in need during coronavirus lockdowns. Mi Kyung Lee was falsely charged with trying to pay people to convert to Christianity. It's the first arrest made under the state's new anti-conversion law that was passed last November. Uttar Pradesh joined other states in India, which have passed anti-conversion laws used to target Christians. Hindu radicals often falsely accuse Christians of attempting forced conversions to justify violence against them. 1 Peter 2, verses 20 and 21 says, "But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps." A British judge ruled Monday that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange cannot be extradited to the U.S. The judge cited Assange's poor mental health in his decision. Assange is currently being held in UK's Belmarsh prison after spending years seeking asylum in London. He's wanted by the US government for leaking hundreds of thousands of classified documents. But supporters of Assange say he is being targeted for exposing alleged war crimes in Afghanistan and Iraq. Argentina became the largest Latin American nation to legalize the murder of preborn babies last month. Now, other Latin American nations are speaking out against the move. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said, quote, "I deeply regret the lives of Argentine children now subject to being cut in their mother's wombs with the consent of the state. As far as it depends on me and my government, abortion will never be approved on our soil. We will always fight to protect the lives of the innocent," end quote. Similarly, the House of Representatives of Paraguay observed a minute of silence for the babies that will die in Argentina. New Mexico fined Legacy Church and Calvary Chapel in the city of Albuquerque $10,000 each for holding Christmas Eve services in direct violation of state coronavirus restrictions. The communications director for Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham accused such churches of being, quote, pro-virus by holding illegal and selfish gatherings, end quote. In response, Legacy Church said, quote, "The state should fold its losing hand against churches as Colorado has, focus on the truly vulnerable, and recognize what the U.S. Supreme Court has recently said about churches, because we must continue to do what we are called to," end quote. Residents of Georgia voted in two runoff elections yesterday that will determine partisan control of the U.S. Senate. Republican incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler faced Democratic challengers John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock in a tight race. Officials said the results may take days to count. Republicans must win at least one seat to maintain control of the Senate. Democratic House Representative Emanuel Cleaver of Missouri delivered a blasphemous opening prayer for the 117th Congress on Sunday. Cleaver called out to many gods and ended with, quote, "Amen and a woman," end quote.
"We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. Amen and a woman."
Lawmakers immediately criticized Cleaver's assignment of gender to the word amen. The word is actually derived from a Hebrew word meaning, quote, "so be it," end quote. Plus, Brahma is the false Hindu creation god among millions of Hindu gods. Isaiah 1 verse 15 says, "When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood." And finally, a survey by Operation Rescue found that 46 abortion mills closed or halted abortions last year. Since 1991, there has been a 79% drop in the number of surgical abortion mills nationwide. Meanwhile, the number of chemical abortion mills has risen 47% over the last decade. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, January 6th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.